This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, the final one for February. Where is the time flying by? We said it at the start of the month, it'd be gone before you know it. And when we come back to you on Monday, we'll be into March, and it'll be Nebraska's birthday. So don't forget that. I know there's a lot going on, but don't forget Nebraska's birthday party on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer, engineer, Derek. German probably didn't even know that, did you?
What's that? No, I didn't know Nebraska's birthday. Is it March 1st?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm guessing my second, third, and fourth grade history teacher is pretty proud right now. Pretty proud. Coming up on the show today, Mike Spears, the head football coach at Howells, who will also be a head coach at the Shrine Game, and, of course, an eight-man guru. We're going to continue on to talk a little bit about the Shrine Bowl and the eight-man Sertoma All-Star rosters out this week. But also the big question, how do we take care of the gaffe of having both games on the same day, which is just incredibly mind-blowing to me. I just cannot believe people don't pay attention. And, again, this is kind of like a variety of things we talked about on this show. There's not one good reason that this game is on the same day.
Look, if it's a total mistake and you make that and you come out and you announce that, don't you come back a week later and say, guys, we just overlooked this. We apologize. Didn't mean to step on anybody's toes.
Yeah,
we move it a week. I mean, you just change it.
I don't care if Crete, I don't care if Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan's campuses aren't available. Move it. You're the one moving the game. Somebody do something to change it. And that's all there is to it. So we are, like we usually do, we're going to try and help. We're going to try and help here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But what a night of basketball last night. Some great high school basketball games around the area. Three or four of them just in the area go to overtime, double overtime. There was a triple overtime game in the state last night. And now we move on to girls. But there was some good basketball last night.
Yeah, I mean, you start with the one you did, Doug, Minn and Kearney Catholic, Giltner, Hampton, and then I think the one maybe shocked a lot of people, Ravenna having to go to overtime to escape with Blue Hill 47-42. I think, what happened there? The boys get a little bit cold from the outside. Maybe Blue Hill slowed it down a little bit, but that was a big stunner to me.
Well, and the one stat that I think a lot of the coaches are still in dark places right now, free throws. Free throws. It's what brought the Ravenna Blue Hill game to the end that it did. It's what decided the Minden Kearney Catholic game in the end. And when you're going overtime, it doesn't matter what the game is. A free throw here, a free throw there is going to make a big, big difference. And it should set up for some really cool and really interesting district finals. Class C on Monday. Class D on Tuesday, and A and B get underway this weekend. Girls districts will finish up tonight across the state as well.
You know, a game didn't bring up, but one that maybe shocked me is when you looked at the scoring output or what Axtell did to Alma, 22 points. I know Axtell could clamp down and play some defense. That'll have to remain intact if they're going to knock off Ravenna.
So Axtell and Ravenna, they have set that game up for UNK at 7 o'clock on Monday night. We'll give you all the rundown there in just a little bit as well. So if you've got something that you'd like to chime in on, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Something that has reared its ugly head yet again is fan behavior. And I thought I would touch on this because I'm not the only one that spoke about it here as of late, not on this show, but at games that we attend. It's, again, it's one of those one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. And, boy, Minden well represented last night. Kearney Catholic, pretty well, but Minden had a lot more fans there last night. There's a lot of the Blue Hill fans. I heard it was not very pretty at the end, and again, I can see why. Blue Hill steals the basketball. They go in. They make the layup. At the end of regulation, the referee waves it off, said time had expired. I mean, that's just the euphoria builds up. But I think a lot of this comes from, oh, yeah, I haven't been to a game all year. Let's go to that. And then they just sit there and yell nonsense. I mean, there's some things that are so obvious, and you just hear people behind you yelling uneducated, I mean, just babble. And I think it's uncomfortable for the fans that go there to enjoy the game and cheer the kids on. And it's, I guess, just something to point out. We're going to have a lot of games here coming up. And, hey, I'll admit it, back in the day, I mean, and I'm not talking high school kids. I'm not talking about the kids. Let's talk about that. The kids are the kids. They do what they do. But from time to time, wow, it's amazing what I hear behind me from time to time. And I know the refs don't always do a good job, and if they make a mistake, you know, I'm not afraid to say I think they made a mistake. But wow.
Cool it.
I'm just saying, as we go into with state title and state berths on the line, I know it's very emotional, but keep it a little bit in check. A little bit.
You ever notice
that? I mean, there was one last night. Kid shot a three-pointer. It's clearly blocked. It bounces twice, goes out of bounds. You know, the official makes the right call, and it was like 10 fans behind me thought the world had ended. And I thought, what game are you watching? You know, it just, and again, that's kind of where we get this show overlapping with what I do outside of this show. So keep those two separate. Hard to do. But I just, again, easy, because we don't need an incident. We're getting closer to incidents starting to happen. We're seeing college people throwing, fans throwing stuff on the floor. We're seeing officials almost getting run down when they leave. I mean, there's no place for that.
I got a feeling, Doug, that, you know, it starts this time of year, and then when you start going to, say, a Husker baseball game, these are the same people that show up and yell balk every time somebody steps off the back of the rubber. They have no idea what a balk is. You can say, what's a balk? I don't know. But it's intentionally deceiving a runner. That's what the pitcher's doing when he gets called for a balk, then the runner moves bases. So you'll know how to answer that question when I ask you sometime. But it's those same type of people that just have no clue, and pitcher steps out of the back of the rubber, which is clearly not a balk, and then you got 13 people and saying, balk! No! Moron!
Are you sure they're just not looking for some Stroud's chicken?
Yes! Stroud's chicken's so good.
Bok, 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 bok.
There you go.
That's what I'm
good
going with.
Good plan, words.
Thank you, Easter Bunny. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Or you can email. You can email the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's fill you in on where the boys are going to be playing next week, as far as we know. And just about every site has been set up. Again, Class C, Monday. So all these games are Monday. In C1, Hastings St. Cecilia will play David City in Aurora, 7 o'clock. Grand Island Central Catholic will play Columbus SCOTUS in York, 7 o'clock.
That was a double overtime game?
The SCOTUS game was, yeah, beating Lakeview in double overtime. Minden Shadron, Sutherland, at 7 o'clock Central Time on Monday night. In C2, we have Sutton and Twin River playing at Grand Island Central Catholic. That game's at 7 o'clock.
You got to help me with Twin River.
That's like the Clarks area.
Okay.
All right. And I'm not sure who's all in
Stromsburg?
No. Stromsburg's Cross County.
Oh, okay.
Get it together. Come on. Burwell and Huntington Cedar Catholic will play at Battle Creek at 7. Ravenna and Axtell at the University of Nebraska at Kearney Monday night at 7 o'clock. In Class D, matchups on Tuesday, Palmer will play Exeter Milligan at Stromsburg. That's Cross County High School, Daddy. Also, Loup City and Overton will play at Gibbon High School at 7 o'clock. And Eustace Farnham will take on Sandhills Thedford at North Platte St. Patrick's High School, 7 o'clock Central Time on Tuesday night. Last night, Eustace Farnham knocked off number one Juanita Palisade to advance on. In Class D2, Sterling and Giltner will play at Wilbur Claytonia at 7 o'clock. Heartland Lutheran out of Grand Island looking for their first state appearance will play Lindsay Holy Family at York Tuesday at 7. Sargent and Ewing will play at Wheeler Central High School in...
Strongsburg?
No, Bartlett. Oh. 7 o'clock Tuesday. SEM will take on Hayes Center. That could be one entertaining ball game. That's at North Platte High Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And Hayes Springs...
Yes?
We don't know yet. They're playing Arthur County. They haven't decided.
It'll be somewhere a long ways away from us.
Yeah, but you'll go, right?
No, I'm going to.
I can get updates for you.
I'm going to go to UNK.
You're going
to
attend your first boys basketball game of the year. That's what you say now.
I'm guaranteeing it.
That's what you say. Well, yeah, you don't have to leave town. Somebody will probably pick you up. Girls basketball tonight. We've got a ton of it on the radio. Here on ESPN Radio, 1460, Kearney High, Papillion-La Vista South on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia Milford on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kearney Catholic Hershey, and on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Blue Hill Cambridge. All those games tip off at 7 o'clock tonight with a trip to state on the line.
Okay, Douglas, with state for the girls starting next week, when's the final girls game? Saturday night?
Tonight.
Tonight. It's all over. Everything.
Yeah. Unless a big storm moves in.
I thought, since they played her last night, I thought maybe they'd give them a day off, but no. They're playing to come right back tonight.
Yeah, a couple B schools have to come back tonight. Yeah, everybody else has had plenty of time off. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little football as Mike Spears, the head coach at Howells, who's going to be in the Shrine Bowl, will join us, and we'll talk to him after this.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb from ESPN. And, meeting with clients and colleagues is really important. But business travel can be such a hassle. You wake up early, you deal with parking at the airport, you try and find something decent to eat, all for what? A one-hour meeting? And back to the airport, back in the plane, and back home. You can do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. It's the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, you can host sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos. They can see on their screen what's on your screen. Why tell them about it when you can actually show them? GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Plus, you get voiceover, IP, and phone conferencing. It's all included for free. We use it for my radio show when I'm on the road. It could not possibly be any simpler. And right now, my listeners can go to GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and type in the promo code Gottlieb. Be sure to type in the promo code Gottlieb.
More great high school basketball comes your way Friday night on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's girls district championship action on ESPN 1460. Kearney High takes on Papillion-La Vista South. On 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia takes on Milford. On Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kearney Catholic battles Hershey. And on the Breeze 94.5, Blue Hill takes on Cambridge. All games tip off at 7 o'clock Friday night.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, we have many new 2010 Ford F-150 regular cab, super cab, and crew cab 4x4s in stock. XLT, FX4, and King Ranch trim levels. Ford factory rebates and retail bonus cash. At Crossroads Ford, we will deal, and we need your trade. Stop by, see us today. Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best, and Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
ISB presents two ACC clubs desperately trying to bolster their credentials for the NCAA tournament. The Clemson Tigers.
Off the rim, that wouldn't go. Booker on the right side of the bucket with the follow.
Visiting the Florida State Seminoles.
Race down the court, single loop, gets the ball to Slayer. Slayer, don't score.
Join us Sunday afternoon at 4:15 for Clemson and Florida State.
Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This afternoon's forecast saw plenty of sunshine, winds turning to the northwest between 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a high in the upper 30s. Partly to mostly cloudy skies for tonight, 20 degrees for your low temperature. I'm weather and meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, it's 39 degrees.
show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here we're going to have some competition again. You know, just when we've brought in all the listeners on the eastern side, and, you know, I don't know. I know that they can hear us in North Platte. You know, AM radio's crazy. I've heard it at Juanita Palisades football field when I went out there for playoffs, close to McCook, Cambridge. Sometimes it depends which bottom of the hill you're at. All the way to the Kansas border, to the southeast. We know they get us and listen to us in Deschler. But now, with ESPN Radio going off the air in Lincoln, some more folks are, and it's funny because I see on a couple of message boards, and Sean Callahan pointed out when he was on the show, he put it on his Twitter or his Facebook and whatever, and some people responded, oh, great, Kearney has an ESPN, but Lincoln doesn't, because they pulled the plug. Well, apparently Lincoln fans have changed the mind of the ownership group in Lincoln, and ESPN 1480 is going to return here in the next couple of weeks. And you know, the funny thing about that is that's good that on rare occasion, Family Guy brought back by listeners by writing in. I mean, there's been instances of other TV shows and things like that. But it's interesting, this usually is a money decision. And if they were financially okay with ESPN, then why did they change? And if they're not, then why are they going back? But it's good to know. I mean, the only Division I university in the state is in Lincoln. You should probably have a little sports going on there. So
you would think.
There you go. So there you go. We'll just let you know about that. And to all that are listening to us on ESPN 1460 out of Kearney and 1550 out of Hastings, we are glad to have you. And if you're listening on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com, glad to have you there as well. A lot of basketball going on, but right now it's time to talk a little football, and we are pleased to be joined by one of the head coaches in this year's Shrine Bowl, and of course, we've got to know him because, well, Howell just continually kicks everybody's ass from the Fort Kearney Conference in the D1 Final. Mike Spears joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Of course, we see Mike at the 8-man game. You know, they took that hiatus to go play 11-man for a couple of years. But, Mike, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on was to catch up with you since the Shrine Bowl and the 8-man rosters have been announced. But I got to get this out right away. I wanted to go to somebody that probably knew a little bit more about this than we did. I was unaware until the 8-man rosters came out that the Shrine game and the 8-man game are on the same day, the Shrine game moving up, and we've talked about all the reasons why. But how did this happen, and please tell me that there's in the works that this will never happen again.
Well, you know, my understanding of it is that the Shriners moved their game up a month because they were trying to get more of the kids that are playing college and signing with colleges to participate. Unfortunately, I don't think it worked out like they were hoping to. I know that we lost four kids off our initial North roster that are going on to play college football, and the South lost seven. That was my understanding. They're losing kids because the NCAA changed their rules, and a kid that's going into college can now start taking classes and working out with the team the summer prior to his freshman year, whereas in the past he couldn't start until the fall semester started. So they were trying to get some more of those kids to play, and I don't believe that it worked out like they hoped it to. As far as the games being overlapping, it's terribly unfortunate. You know, we probably would have had a couple more 8-man kids on our roster, but they elected to play in the 8-man game, you know, which it's tough that we're making the kids make that kind of decision. Tough on the kids, kind of tough for their experiences in the summer All-Star games. The Shriners have said they're trying to look at moving their game up even another week. Well, hopefully that will happen. Hopefully we can do something because this was one year where, you know, as of right now, there's five 8-man kids that are playing in the Shrine game. Like I said, there probably could have been upwards of seven or eight if things would have worked out right.
Mike, yesterday in speaking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, he mentioned that the time commitment, not only for these players, but for you guys, roughly 2 weeks and everything that goes into it before those 2 weeks, was there any concern from you or your coaching staff that maybe you guys wouldn't be interested in partaking in this?
No, you know, the only thing is we usually take our kids to a summer football camp at Shadman State, and that kind of overlaps. But the thing about football coaches is we're never too far away from thinking about football. So, you know, you get in the summer, and this it's a great experience. It's an awful lot of fun. And coaching in the Trine game from when I was an assistant, you know, it almost turned into a 10-day clinic, you know, a little bit of one-on-one. And North, we've got a tremendous staff together, and it's going to be a lot of fun for me just to go down and learn from a lot of those guys and to coach really good kids. So, you know, football coaches, we enjoy doing it.
Mike, I know I've asked you this question before we talk about some of your staff and some of the kids on your team. How the hell does that sweep work? it's not a real brain, but I just toss it out there, and the kid runs for 58 yards and a touchdown. I don't understand.
You know, I always tell everybody it's because the Howell's head coach, he's not real bright. He's only able to do a couple things, and so that's all we do in practice. That's all we do in a game. I talked at a clinic one time where one of my assistant coaches told the crowd that I was relatively stubborn. If we ran sweep on the first play of the game and it worked, I was going to call it every play. And if we ran sweep on the first play of the game and it didn't work, I was going to call it till it did. So I guess that's probably where we're at. I guess it's something that we've kind of started to hang our hat on and have hung our hat on for years, and our kids just believe it. And, you know, the interesting thing, when I first started coaching, a coach one time told me, if you're good at something, you can stop other people from doing it. And if you can't stop them from doing it, you probably can't do it. One thing is, our kids, people can't run sweep on us, but we can run it on other people. But I think that's because that's all they see for 4 years.
Mike Spears, the head football coach at Howell's, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk a little bit about the Shrine game and the 8-man all-star football game. Coaching the North squad this year, you have one of your own youngsters on that squad. Talk about taking what you're going to do coach-wise and what your philosophy will be now playing with the best in the state on the 11-man field.
Well, you know, we're probably going to run Tony Hoffman from Crofton is one of the assistant coaches, and he has a double-wing offense, and that's an offense that's always intrigued me, so we're probably going to run his offense in the Shrine game to take advantage of some of our kids. You know, seemed like we had an awful lot of really good running backs when you look at our North roster, so we felt that was one of our strengths. That's one way to kind of get more kids involved in the run game. And, you know, I mean, the pass, we work on passing, but it's something that other people do. So that's kind of the double wing offense is a lot of run with a little bit of play action mixed in. And just thought that that'd give us the best chance to take advantage of the skill set of the kids that we're working with.
Well, obviously, you've got your running back. Is that the position he'll play?
As of right now, that's kind of where we've penciled him in at. You know, it's always interesting when you get down to these all-star games. You know, you watch a whole lot of tape on kids, and then kids always surprise you with what their abilities are and what you didn't see on tape. And so right now, that's kind of where we've got him penciled in, and hopefully it'll work out.
Of course, we're talking about Clint Bellina, the heralded running back, rushed for 20,000 yards and 38 touchdowns every game.
And they've got Chad Cook from Hardington Cedar Catholic, over 5,000. They got Yusuf Wade from Lincoln North Star. Coach, we've been fortunate enough to be able to chat with the Shrine coaches numerous times over the years on the show. Who are you looking most forward to coaching?
You know, you look forward to coaching every kid because you hear about them, you read about them, and now a chance to work with them. And in my experience, is the funnest part about it is, when I was assistant, you went down there and never really been around a whole lot of Class A kids or anything like that, and you come to discover that kids are kids no matter what size of school they're at. You know, some of them are still that goofy little kid, and some of them are trying to be mature and maybe not quite there yet, but kids are kids. You just look forward to having a group of talented kids together like that as a coach, and it makes your coaching seem a lot, things work just a lot smoother when you're working with a bunch of high school seniors who are all staters as when you're working with your freshmen the first time they put on pads.
Mike, Doug's got four kids highlighted from our area, and I'll maybe stretch it to five here. Brett Douglas from Ravenna, the Kalen kid from Grand Island Senior High, Andrew Rios from Lex, Austin Whitmer from Central Catholic, and then the Coach Hakey's son from Gothenburg. Maybe get a comment on each one of those if I could.
Well, you know, I'm horrible with names. I'm gonna mess it up. The Gothenburg kid, a nice-looking safety kid that runs good, very athletic kid. You know, we really plan on him being a force for us on defense, and we kind of expect the South is probably going to run a little more spread stuff, so we really wanted to get some athletic safeties that could get out and get after people and help us out in the pass game. With the South coaching staff, you know, a lot of the spread stuff. So we got to make sure we have athletes there. The Ravenna lineman, just one of the more impressive kids as far as linemen that we watched on tape. Kid gets out, gets after it, finishes blocks well, kind of stands out and impresses you on tape. Whitmer kid, good kicker, tremendous kicker, and you always got to have that. You know, when I was assistant coach in the Shrine game in 2005, I think we kicked 5 field goals, and that's what won us the game. Who's the other two kids?
Andrew Rios from Lex and Lewis Kalen from Senior High.
Well, Kalen, a great DB, really stood out on film as far as a DB and able to cover, and kind of where we plan on using him again. You know, said we really felt like we needed defensive backs to be pretty solid for what we were going to face. And Rios kid, not the biggest kid in the world, but maybe the fastest kid in the world. And his athleticism was, again, something that just jumped out at you on tape.
And, Mike, not to overlook the 8-man game, there's a lot of good kids playing in that game, too, and you've got some of your kids playing in the 8-man game, and I know you won't be able to be there this year as you have been in the past with the organization, but, boy, that should be a great game, too.
It really is. This was a tremendous year, 8-man football. I think there was just a lot of talent. Kind of reminds me of about 2004, I believe it was, the first year we went down and played Oklahoma in the 8-man All-Star game, and we just had all kinds of talent. I guess it was 05, but just seems like there was a lot of really big quality kids, and that's what it seems like happens in 8-man football. You have those cycles where some years you just have a lot of really good linemen, and that's kind of where I thought 8-man football was this year, and just an awful lot of skill kids.
And, Mike, before we let you get out of here, from my own personal standpoint, I just want to ask you this because so many people are familiar with what Howells is doing. You drop down to D2. You've dominated D1 for so long. You drop down to D2. I mean, I would have thought you guys would have opted up if that was even a possibility. Your thoughts on playing D2 ball? Not that there's anything wrong with playing class D2 ball, and there's anything. I mean, I'm just saying you guys dominated D1, and now you're going to be going against even smaller schools with basically the same kids. Do you think the challenge will be there at all?
Well, I might upset people with this, and I'm not intending to. But when you look at it, I'm not so sure. But what D2 might not be a little bit stronger than D1 this year. You know, you're not sure. There's a lot of teams that are moving from 11 to 8, how they're going to make that transition. But you also have a whole lot of really good D2 teams out there. It just seems like there's a lot of talent in D2 right now. As far as what, you know, we're going to play wherever the state tells us we got to play and do the best we can at that level. So I really don't expect the competition to be any less. In fact, you know, we're back, we're playing St. Francis again, and we haven't played them for a number of years, and they're always good. So if they're on your schedule, you know you got some good competition.
Well, Mike, we'll let you get back to class. Always appreciate catching up with you, and we'll do so again when the Shrine Bowl rolls around this June. Best of luck to you and the North squad and the Bobcats there at Howells.
Well, thank you, guys. I always appreciate you guys covering us, and I always like coming on and visit with you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Take care. Mike Spears, head football coach at Howells on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN. Daddy, just, I know Howells isn't in the back door, but everybody, I mean, they're a dynasty, so everybody kind of pays attention. Their first game is against West Point Central Catholic. They play C2 basketball. They're a D2 football team. They've got Bloomfield on there. I know Bloomfield has a special place in your heart.
Also, 16-15.
Dodge is on there. Clarkson is on there. Humphrey St. Francis is on there. He might be right about D2.
I couldn't have answered the question any better because I was really, you know, he said about upsetting people. You know, I think that obviously everybody's expecting, well, they're going to probably go back to C2 and play 11-man just because they've been so dominating and looks like they got so many kids on the sideline. You know, it looks like a different animal out there. Now they go the other direction to D2.
And I don't know what all these will be like, but we've seen some of the D2 is where you get into dangerous time where a team like Howells can hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, physically hurt another team. I mean, you look over to the sidelines and you've got schools with 14 to 18 kids and Howells trots out every boy in the school and has 32 of them out there or 34 of them out there. And they're just behemoths.
I just can't. The playbook's got 6 plays in it. And 2 of them are passing plays that they don't use. And it's whatever your running back's number. Like, Blaine is 34. It's like 34 sweep left. So Bellina goes out there, they whip the ball out to him, and then they just go 56 yards for a touchdown.
Wait a minute, was Sean Watson there?
he could learn something from that. I'd throw
that out just for you. No. Sean, we love you.
How does it happen, Doug? We look at each other every year. You and I have been there. We look at each other and just shake our head.
Technique. And a cycle of outstanding athletes.
Bigger, stronger, fatter.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got a lot more to get to. And, you know, we might even give you a chance to win something on the show today. I don't know. We'll think about it. Back after this.
AutoZone. Winter's on its way out, so get ready for spring with some help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Cold weather driving is hard on your brakes, so if yours need replacing, get to AutoZone today. Pick up everything you need for a complete brake job, like long-lasting Duralast brake pads and components. And with tax refunds coming in, now is the perfect time to get it done. Get to AutoZone today and leave winter behind.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Ba-ba-dum. Ba-ba-dum-ba-bum.
Hey, how'd you know what I was humming?
That any $5 foot-long jingle is stuck in my head, too.
Oh, really? That's not what I was humming.
Oh, really?
No, I was humming my old high school marching band fight song. Well, technically, I was only in the twirling squad, but I still considered myself a band guy.
Boy, Greeny, you got beat up a lot, didn't you?
To thank the fans that made Subway $5 footlongs famous, get any regular famous footlong for just $5. Like the delicious sweet onion chicken teriyaki or any of your other favorites, $5. Hurry in, Subway. Eat fresh.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
This afternoon's forecast will have plenty of sunshine, winds turning to the northwest between 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a high in the upper 30s. Partly to mostly cloudy skies for tonight, 20 degrees for your low temperature. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, it's 39 degrees.
I was a highwayman.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we feed our guests with Burger King on the Doug and Daddy Show. Free meals going out the door to our guests, who we thank for taking time out of their day to talk a little sports. Don't forget, Burger King has two locations in Kearney to serve you, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, and next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Because this only happens twice a year, we have a correction on you, Douglas. We have a correction on Twin River, Genoa and Silver Creek.
Yeah, I said it's in that close area. Kiss it. All right?
Well, it happens twice a year, I said. So we just have to bring it up. And cross it off till October now.
Going back to talking about fans, and they're always going to get some reaction here on the one side or the other. We go to the seed man, who says, "Guys, I witnessed the same fan behavior at state wrestling last weekend. Apparently some fans only attend one wrestling meet a year and are experts as soon as they pass through the turnstiles. All of them yelling, 2! Every time they think it's a takedown, 2! When the wrestler is nowhere near a takedown, they're no more near a takedown, says seed man, than Daddy was to catching the big one earlier this week. If you don't know what you're yelling about, let alone why you are yelling it, then shut up and sit down. C-Man.
True.
Irish Ken says, Doug, I have to agree with you regarding fan behavior. As you know, I've seen games from a different perspective this year. Yeah, with both eyes open, apparently. I can tell you that I've never seen one instance of favoritism by the officials. I've seen a lot of fouls and other infractions that could have been called that were not. However, neither team benefits. If all the infractions had been called, the fans would have been on the officials for being too picky, and we would have had nothing but a free throw contest. Yeah, too tight, too far in. Everything's a walk. Everything's a grab. Everything, yeah. And it's constant. When it's constant, then it's just no fun to be a fan. It's no fun to be a fan when you're trying to root for your team and somebody's just constantly yelling.
You know what this is the games I do, which are reserve basketball and junior high basketball, that everybody in the crowd that yells, and some people are good fans, they don't say anything, the officials, they cheer for their team, great, whatever. Everybody that yells, you know how concerned they are about 3 seconds? Because they watch it damn close.
Now, see, because everybody knows that. Here's the deal.
Stopwatches is out. Somebody puts their right foot in the lane. It goes on. And as soon as it hits three, because officials don't have anything else to watch than 3 seconds.
Dear fan, I'm going to let you in on this. I'm going to let you in on a little behind the scenes with the officials. I'm going to let you in on your own fan group. They'll run out there and they go, well, let's find out who the smartest fans are tonight. First crowd to yell 3 seconds is the dumbest. Don't be that person. Don't be that guy. Don't be that gal. Because I guarantee you, if you're the first one to yell 3 seconds, everybody starts to chuckle. They're going to look at you. They're going to go, oh, my God.
Yep. Well,
you know, and again, then this discussion is going to get out of hand on doing the rules and not doing the rules and blah, 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 blah. Hey, how about the Olympics last night, Daddy? I got back from basketball, the double overtime game, just in time to see the last three or four skaters, including the Canadian gal, do the free skate there on the Olympics. And earlier in the night, the Olympic hockey, the Canadians beat the United States women 2-0. Today, the United States and Finland play at 2, and Sweden takes on Slovakia at 8:30. But anybody making a big rift about Canada celebrating after the game, again, really? Does that bother you? How does that affect you in your life? Does that just ruin your day that Canada was celebrating by having champagne like they do after the Super Bowl, like they do after winning the World Series, like they do at the Tour de France? Does that really bother you that the gals were having a victory cigar? Does that really bother you? Does that just ruin your life? Pathetic existence, people. Really?
Just got other things going on, I guess.
It's crazy. I'll tell you what, after folks watch the United States in the semifinals today, they're going to want to go to some real hockey. And tonight, the Tri-City Storm is at home to take on the Chicago Steel. They do so tomorrow night as well. Face-off is at 7:05 both nights. You can listen to it on stormhockey.com. Let's give away some tickets to the Tri-City Storm. And, Daddy, you've got a trivia question.
All right. Well, with the Olympics going on, why not Tech and Olympics? In 2006, the United States was knocked out of the 06 Olympics. By who?
Men's hockey. The United States men's hockey team was knocked out of the 2006 Olympic Games by what country's hockey team? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and Derek will find us a winner. The Olympics are winding down, Daddy. Sunday's it. They'll be over when we come back in.
Was it faster than... I guess the whole deal's kind of slid by, but the whole month's kind of slid by, so... I don't know. You know, when they got started, I probably watched more than I anticipated watching, to be real honest with you. I didn't expect to watch a lot. And when it's on, hopefully going to catch quite a bit of the hockey game this afternoon. Hopefully, you know, how about Canada having to face off with Slovakia today? That's not even a test, is it? At least with Sweden, they'd have got a test. Canada didn't skate into the finals. That's the one that they're just overwhelming favorites in, but... You know, Nordic combined, I don't even know what Nordic combined is, but the Americans pick up gold and gold and silver in that. Any idea what Nordic combined is?
Well, yeah, they do different things.
Is that right?
Yep, different things for
you. All right, fair enough.
I think we have a winner. We have a winner for the Tri-City Storm hockey tickets for tonight against Chicago. Daddy, who knocked out the U.S. men in the 2006 Olympics?
Finland. They're playing them today.
Uh-oh.
They might remember.
People. People. People.
Yeah, I think, you know, Canada and Finland had a lot of guesses, a lot of Russia guesses. Au contraire, bonjour.
Couldn't go long enough without hearing that. Who's the winner?
We got Dustin from Kearney hooked up with four tickets to tonight's game.
Good job, Dustin. We're going to talk a little state swimming, but more on basketball, and there's a new all-time leading score at Hastings College. We'll talk about that next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements, and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite with Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, rolling through the winter and spring sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Monet's on the Square admires the talent and spirit of the Lady Huskies basketball team. We'll be cheering them on as they take on the competition at District. Good luck from all your fans at Monet's on the Square in Aurora, proud to support Aurora athletes and scholars. Paget Business Services is thrilled with our Aurora Huskies girls basketball team. Their hard work is sure to pay off. Good luck at District. From your fans at Paget Business Services in Aurora, proud to support the Huskies athletes and scholars.
This afternoon's forecast will have plenty of sunshine, winds turning to the northwest between 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a high in the upper 30s. Partly to mostly cloudy skies for tonight, 20 degrees for your low temperature. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Right now, it's 39 degrees.
I'm gonna fight them all. A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we congratulate Carrie and the gang over at Troutman's. Carrie's a granddad. Tuesday, he became the grandfather of baby girl Brenly May, named after Chicago Cubs announcer Bob Brenly, because the baby's daddy is a huge Cubs fan.
Crazy.
That's all, see, you know what? That's great, though, because now a little baby girl comes into his life to take away all the disappointment that he has suffered throughout these many years. So, hey, congratulations to the entire Troutman clan there, and Brenly May's going to grow up loving Troutman's quality meat and all the seafood that they provide, and especially during Lent, restaurant quality and individually packed orange roughy, mahi-mahi, salmon fillets, red snapper.
Oh, very tasty.
Yellowfin tuna. How about some halibut? Oh. Swordfish, Canadian walleye fillets, mussels, raw and cooked shrimp.
Got it all.
A nice weekend is forecast, folks. So let's grill some steaks, and let's do it on your new Green Mountain Grill. You might be getting your tax refund in. use it for something the entire family can enjoy and the boys can cook on. The Green Mountain Grill, their new pellet grill. Carrie and the gang will be more than happy to show you the Green Mountain Grill at Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney, where they have USDA-certified Angus beef, quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Fresh from the smokehouse daddy today, garlic, sausage, and brats. So if you want the garlic, sausage, and brats right out of the smokehouse, the great USDA-certified Angus beef, any seafood, they've got it for you at Troutman's. Quality meat.
What's your pick of seafood? What's your pick? Give me one.
Well, you know I'm a scallop guy.
Mmm, nice.
Like the salmon, shrimp.
See, that's the problem with Troutman. Say, give me one, you give it three.
Yeah.
I'd say, red snapper, very tasty.
State High School diving competition concluded yesterday. Kearney's Carly Hilburn was eighth for the girls, and Matt Kreitzer was ninth for the boys. Not a lot of competitors from the area. Much, much more going on today as the swim preliminaries are going on. There is a new all-time scoring leader at Hastings College. I'll tell you, that is something when you can reach that point because they have had so many outstanding athletes. Lindsay Ducey, 19 points last night, 12 rebounds, and it has passed Mary Stoom to become the all-time leading scorer. Stoom was a division, was a NAIA All-American at Hastings College, out of Hildreth. Actually got to call some of her games in high school. Then she goes on and sets the record. And now Lindsay Ducey out of Omaha Duchenne picks that up. She's now played in 130 games, averaging just over 15 points a contest. Imagine that. I mean, you got to figure in those freshman years where it wasn't all that great. The team has qualified for four national tournaments, a Final Four appearance in 2008, a national runner-up in 2009. She was a second-team all-conference selection as a freshman, first-team the last 2 years, two-time first-team All-American. Lindsay Ducey and the Hastings College.
Make it three times.
Yeah, Hastings College, 76-49 over Sioux Falls last night. They will host Morningside tomorrow afternoon at 3. A shootout in the men's game. The Broncos shot 51%. They were up by 24 points late in the first half, but then had to hold on 106-101 last night in the men's game.
Cool. A little up and down. Points, points,
56%
points
for the game. Wow. Wade Vaughn's 22. Kyler Dossett, 21. Jeremiah Slough, Derek Fletcher each had 16. And for the Broncos' effort, they head the road to take on Sioux Falls. They almost got a home game. Northwestern was up 10 with 3 minutes to go, and Sioux Falls came back and won by one. And the men's game tomorrow at 3 can be heard on 1230 AM KHAS. Mike Will on his way to Sioux Falls.
Up by 10. For a trip, for a chance to stay at home? Nope. Let's load up the bus.
UNK basketball teams are home. This is the end of the regular season. They need some wins to have a chance to make the postseason RMAC tournament and some quality competition. Only the Colorado Christian men are below 500. Mines comes in tonight. Christian comes in tomorrow. Both 6-8, women and men. The 7th-ranked Loper wrestling team competing at the RMAC Championships, which doubles as the NCAA West Regional. This is where the Lopers try to qualify for the national tournament. The baseball team has had today's games at Colorado Mines called off. They will try and play a doubleheader tomorrow and get in what they can on Sunday. Softball teams headed out to Pueblo, Colorado as well. Hastings College softball's headed down to Wichita. The baseball had their games called off. Husker basketball, the women will host Missouri tomorrow night at 7:05. The men, Texas Tech at 3. That's a quick turnaround. How many people will stay? How many people will go to both? And who will have the bigger crowd?
Well, the women will have the bigger crowd.
And Missouri's not good. They're the bottom. They should have, like Connie Ory said yesterday, they should have beat, Missouri should have beat Nebraska just two Saturdays ago in Columbia, but Missouri has just one conference win.
Yeah,
so maybe it won't be quite as full, but still, to see your Big 12 champion Huskers, it'll be pretty full.
I would think.
Pretty full. And in one other baseball note, the Huskers heading down to Rice, coming off that 1-3 weekend at Fresno State. Texas A&M Corpus Christi today, Rice tomorrow, and then Elon on Sunday.
I didn't remember this. Elon was a national qualifier a year ago, so no slouch in their own right.
And the home opener for the Nebraska baseball team was scheduled for Tuesday, March the 2nd, but that has been postponed. South Dakota State postponed till March 16th. That means the home opener for the Huskers will be the day before the Boys State Basketball Tournament, Wednesday, March 2nd, against your University of Nebraska Kearney Lopers, 1:05 Wednesday afternoon.
Bring in my mitt.
Wait, you better. You better, because your one opportunity that I ever saw, you've got your dad and your uncle, your family has some tickets. Down the first baseline, just past the dugout.
Straight pitcher's mound.
Yeah, pretty
straight
much from the pitcher's mound. And anywhere there, if you're sitting in the chair backs, they're good seats and they're close. I think it was 2 years ago.
That ball was tipped.
Yeah. Okay, fan. Why don't you go to a high school game? Foul ball. And again, it's right next to where you walk down the stairs, but it's plexiglass. Just saying, though, it's not going to bounce to your left, and then you pick it up. It's going to go down the tunnel and down to the next level, down to the first level. So you're on the top level of this two-tiered stadium at Hawksfield, Haymarket Park. You're under it. It's a high, lazy pop fly. Here it comes. Daddy, without a mitt, puts the two hands up. The problem is, the ball cannot reach the two hands he has outstretched because he has them too close to his upper torso. And the ball makes contact with, obviously, what's closer, the lower torso, and bounds away down the stairs. And, of course, everybody that knows Daddy in the press box, absolutely howling. It was at that time I really felt embarrassed and knew that you had lost all of your athleticism.
Was it the only game that I haven't brought my mitt to? It's one of the very few. I've always got my mitt.
Yeah.
Would it have helped?
Oh, I'd snag that baby.
Let's go to the dent. It was so embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Lazy pop fly that was at a 45-degree angle off the bat coming in about 300 miles.
You're
an hour.
State champion. Not in baseball, but you're a state champion.
And I played high school football.
You're an athlete. And you muffed that worse than a fifth grader. Some 6-year-old down the line wouldn't have dropped it that bad.
Whatever.
Three calling you Buckner.
My goodness. Trap and fall on it. Trap it. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Dave and Carney says, as a former Shrine Bowl player, it does not make me very happy about what the Shrine has done with their game. Total disrespect to the other All-Star game, as well as making it real hard on coaches and players as to their commitment. As Mr. Jensen said yesterday, who's this Mr. Jensen? Oh, Bob Jensen. The Shrine Bowl used to be great on a young player's resume, no matter if you were going to play baseball, run track, or change the oil in someone's car. I feel as a prior player that over the years that so-called mystique has been lost. Just my 2 cents worth from Dave. Yeah, it is. It's the time and the era that we play in and we live in. Bottom line is, though, I don't care. You've made the mistake once. Don't make it again. If it comes down to the point where the Satoma has to move, do it. The Shrine Bowl should be the one that moves. They're the one moving. Don't be stepping on toes here. I mean, I don't know the exact fact, but the Shrine 8-man game's got to be the second longest running All-Star game in the state. So this is, Shrine and the 8-man. Why would you do that? Why? Nancy Kerrigan wants to know.
Why? Oh, that's terrible.
Coming up on Monday's show, we've got quite a few basketball coaches lined up on the Doug and Daddy show, and they're getting strong in practice over the weekend, but we've got some high school district basketball we're going to be talking about over the weekend because we got a lot of exciting teams that are going to be playing on Monday and Tuesday. But, Daddy, so that you're in shape and ready to go, it's time to stop by Complete Nutrition.
Well, they've got the solution. Charger is it. It's safe and effective formula. Replenishes your body's testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. Folks,
like
over
30. Before you dropped the foul ball.
Before I dropped the foul ball. Before, when my body used to be able to do it with some sit-ups alone. Can't do it anymore. Feel like you're physically over the hill. When you hit the gym, you get fatigued quickly. Feel like you're still gaining weight every year, like age is catching up with you. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want naturally and effective lean up, lose a gut, get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. folks, located right north of Sunmart parking lot where Starbucks used to be. Complete Nutrition. Go in and talk to Jeff Rustin and the gang. They've got it all for you. Complete Nutrition.
Chris and Carney says, is Daddy 5 years old bringing his mitt to the game? No, just a geek.
No, just a baseball fan. Jerk.
Chris wouldn't know. He roots for the Cubs. I don't think he's aware of the concept of baseball. And you can say we're Royals fans, but yes, we will be celebrating the 25th anniversary of our World Series win. And the Cubs will be celebrating their 102nd anniversary.
Speaking of the Cubs, did Bartman have a glove? He didn't have a glove.
It's unbelievable. If I take Charger and I bring my mitt, I will get that foul ball.
We want to thank Howell's football coach Mike Spears for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today to talk about the Shrine Bowl and the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Game. We want to thank you for your emails. Be good fans this weekend, folks, and we will enjoy calling the basketball games for you on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hey, and enjoy the Phoenix Open going on all weekend long. It should be a riot. Catch some of that golf. But Freddie Couples making his way up the leaderboard as we speak. See you on Monday, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.